Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Tuesday, March 2nd, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. TSA with a win. Protesting pays off, literally. The latest with Lori losing and a new woke Peter Pan. That's all coming up. And then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, a 40-year-old man was arrested when TSA found an explosive device hidden in the lining of his checked bag. This was on a flight from Lehigh Valley International Airport in Pennsylvania. So it was in his checked luggage with multiple fuses, and it triggered an alarm before they loaded it onto the plane. The man was paged over the airport's public address system to come to the security desk. Like, why would he do that? He didn't. He left the airport, but they arrested him at his house later that day. That's just weird. Person who put a bomb in their baggage, can you come turn yourself in right now? Protesting pays on June 4th, 2020, in the midst of the lockdowns, remember. There was a massive George Floyd protest in New York City. 300 people were arrested. There was a class action lawsuit that said the police tactics violated their First, Fourth, and 14th Amendment rights. And they won. Each protester is set to get $21,500 from New York City. Each person who got arrested, $21,000. Yesterday, we told you that Lori Lightfoot lost her re-election primary for mayor of Chicago. Didn't even make the top two to move on. First time in 40 years, the mayor of Chicago was not reelected. Her excuse? What do you think it was? What do you think her excuse was? Yeah, we made a lot of mistakes with COVID, a lot of problems in our education system. I just couldn't. But no, of course not. She was asked if she believed race and gender contributed to her loss. She said, I'm a black woman in America. Of course. One of the candidates who beat her is black. And these same racists and sexists elected you 4 years ago. The last time the people of Chicago elected a Republican for mayor? 1927. Disney Plus has a new streaming version of Peter Pan on April 28th, Peter Pan and Wendy. Is this too woke for you? Tinkerbell is black. And in the trailer, Wendy says, who are you? And they say, we're the Lost Boys. And Wendy says, but you're not all boys. And two black girl twins say, so? Is that too woke for you? Is this going to be another Disney flop? Or is that not that big of a deal? My problem with Peter Pan, all the new Peter Pans, is they make Peter to be this whimsical, fun boy who never wants to grow up. And there's a little bit of Peter Pan in all of us. The original 1911 version, Peter Pan's a cautionary tale. You don't want to be Peter Pan. You want to grow up. It's good to grow up and become a responsible adult. Maybe if we read the original Peter Pan to the last few generations, our country would be a lot different today. Bill, with your message of the day, next.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, actor Bryan Cranston, the Breaking Bad guy, believes embracing the Make America Great Again slogan is racist. Mr. Breakig says America was never great for blacks, so wanting to make it great again is a false premise. And if you subscribe to that premise, you are insulting your fellow African American citizens. No, Brian is not on drugs. He really believes that because in his showbiz world, that is standard issue. The bubble people in Los Angeles see skin color and gender as defining the USA. And if you don't see it that way, they don't want you around. I would like America to be great again because things are not going so well right now. We have a shaky economy and a horrendous cancel culture gone wild situation. Now, great is an overused word, but there are examples of how the United States has excelled all over the place. Here are a few. Defeating Hitler and Tojo in World War II. Freeing tens of millions of people by collapsing the Soviet Union. Crushing the jihad. Accepting hundreds of millions of immigrants and providing opportunities for them to have far better lives than in their countries of birth. Having the highest standard of living on the planet. So, America is a great country if you are a fair-minded person. But the American haters are not fair-minded. That is obvious. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. We have Dean. Lying and deceit increase over time when not stopped. The White House just set a new record by stating U.S. fuel costs have come down under their leadership. Not a peep out of the mainstream media. It's one thing to try and fail. It's another to fail and lie. Absolutely right. And this could never happen with an honest media. Mark, I have a sister who will not speak to me because I'm conservative. I supported Donald Trump. She might not be the brightest bulb in the box. Okay, Mark, that may be one of the reasons she's not talking to you. But the media vulcanized her misled beliefs into indisputable truth. True. Propaganda has become truth in a lot of precincts. Chantel Wolf, Newport Beach, California. The Republican Party will have a primary election to see who will run against Biden. If the Democrats get people who go in, will they have a primary? Sure, Chantel. Both parties can have primaries. They do. Even if it's just Biden, they'll have a primary. It'd be up or down on Biden. George, greatest trick ever performed by the devil is to convince people he does not exist. George is reacting to my researching and writing, Killing the Witches. All right, so Killing the Witches, at the end of it, I'll finish it by April, and you can pre-order it now on BillO'Reilly.com. There's a lot of really spooky historical stuff in this book, and it's all facts. Karen Godfrey, Farmington, Michigan. I took your smart life advice and bought the I-bond at 9.62% last July. I just bought a Capital One CD at 5%. I would not have known about these deals without the smart life segment. We are happy to make you prosperous, Karen, and thanks for taking our advice. In a moment, something you might not know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 3 years ago today, President Donald Trump met with America's top pharmaceutical executives at the White House. The goal? The rapid development of a new medicine to treat the worst pandemic in 100 years. Here is the story of the COVID vaccine. In January 2020, doctors in Wuhan, China began treating patients suffering from a new type of coronavirus. For the next 3 months, the disease spread all over the globe, first to Italy, then London, then New York City. By early spring, 50,000 Americans had contracted the contagion. On March 2nd, the president convened a high-level meeting with his cabinet and members of Big Pharma. Said Donald Trump, quote, "We are meeting with the pharmaceutical and biotechnology companies to discuss how the federal government can accelerate the development of vaccines and therapeutic treatments for the coronavirus," unquote. The two-hour discussion formed the basis of Operation Warp Speed, a historic sprint to discover a vaccine. In total, the federal government, using taxpayer money, spent $20 billion to develop the vax. Money was given to Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and other major corporations. By January 2021, both Pfizer and Moderna began producing 600 million doses of the COVID vaccine. The medicine was first administered to medical professionals, then to the elderly. Within 4 months, 50 million Americans were fully vaxxed. 1 year later, questions began to surface about the injections. As new mutations of COVID spread, effectiveness against the infection dropped from 98% to 50%. Now the CDC recommends a new injection every 6 months. And here's something else you might not know. To this day, no one knows the true origin of the COVID outbreak. A recent report from the Wall Street Journal says the disease likely originated in a Chinese laboratory at Wuhan. Beijing denies that, but in my estimation, it is probably true. COVID came out of that lab. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.